Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Our good friend Michael Chandler is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is the author of Dream Weaving. Also, his new book is a Western novel called Kincaid's Blood. He's also written other books. He is he works with people like you and me, and as well as large companies, on how to do a better job of communicating their messages. And he's here to talk to us about that. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Nice to hear from you, Jim, and the best of mornings to you from sunny Colorado.
There you go. It's good to have you back. Okay, now, one of the things that you do, you work with banks to help them with their communication, don't you?
Right. For the past, for probably the past 25 years, I consulted banks. Banks have a difficult situation because they have bracketed themselves into being perceived as a commodity, kind of like banks is banks, rice is rice, gas is gas.
Right.
So to distinguish them in a real way from their bank competitors, that's what I help them do.
One of the things that that happened yesterday that really irritated me, I Michael, you don't know this, but I believe that the key to small business health and well-being in the United States, at least, is the ability for small business owners to do business with independent community banks. I believe that small businesses should have relationships with big banks. I don't have a problem with that, but I believe that at least one of their banking relationships should be independent community banks.
And I think all their relationships should be with a community bank.
Well, I won't. The only reason why I don't go that far is because sometimes that when you grow, you need to be able to you outgrow a community bank. So I don't have a problem with them doing business with a big bank, but I think their main relationship should be an independent community bank. But here's what happened yesterday on Fox on the Fox channel, one of the Fox channels, that really got my blood boiling. This guy Robert Kiyosaki was on the show. He's wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I guess is the name of the book.
Yep.
Anyway, he was on there, and they were interviewing him as if he's some kind of a bank expert. And the person interviewing him didn't know a bank from a bulldozer. And she said she was talking about, you know, what should we do? Should we be worrying about our money in banks? And of course, Kiyosaki said, well, I think anybody who saves money in a bank is nuts. I think they should be buying gold. And she said, well, what, you know, and she kept on talking about it. And he said something about, well, as long as your money is with a big bank, you're probably okay. And then she said, so you shouldn't have your money with regional and small banks. And then they just moved on to something else. And I thought, what a stupid, misleading thing to say. And it really made me mad. And I called a friend of mine who is one of the leaders of the Independent Community Bankers of America. And I said, you guys need to get out there and rebut that. That was bad PR that some people might actually believe.
Well, I can't believe anyone who hasn't kept an eye out on the state of the financial world today could possibly believe that their money, their futures, their potential for success are best handled by a mega bank, a large bank. You only have to look at what happened to IndyMac 2 days ago, or perhaps Washington Mutual coming up. Certainly, Citibank, the largest bank in the world, what is their stock drop 40%?
Well, they've sucked up billions and billions of dollars of foreign capital just to keep them going under.
I think community banks, independent community bankers, they have the same mindset as small business people. They don't have so much money that they get fat and lazy. I kind of like dealing with street fighters.
Yep.
People who every penny they work very hard for, and they expect a solid return on each one of those dollars, and community banks feel the same way.
Well, then they're like us. I mean, the fact that they started a bank from scratch, that's entrepreneurial on its face.
I really think that if people have difficulty grasping the difference between a community bank and a super bank, and I'm not talking about the individuals. There are good people everywhere, but all they have to do is watch that old Christmas music, a movie that we're all required to watch during the holidays. It's A Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, that's what would it be like?
Of, George Bailey's mindset, I think they'll find, is within community banks and community bankers. And as for me, I'd rather deal with Jimmy Stewart.
Well, I'll tell you something, Michael, and I've said this before. I've said it this week, probably. If it weren't for my independent community bank, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Well, there you go. There you go.
In fact, I went so far, Michael, in my last book, in the acknowledgments section of my new book, my latest book, I actually thanked my bank by name.
Well, good.
How many authors? How many authors do you know have ever thanked their bank?
Only the good ones.
Well, but I was so flabbergasted by the way that the Fox handled that interview, one-sided from one person who obviously proved to me that he didn't know anything about the national banking situation. He just had this attitude about saving, and the average person is not going to go out and buy gold. And then to say what he did about small and regional banks, you know what the proper answer to that question. And had I been on there as a counterpoint, what I would have said was, you know what, your deposits are insured for $100,000 up to $100,000 per account by the government. So don't worry about it wherever your money is, unless you got more than that in one account. And number two, your bank's not going to fail. There might be some banks in South Florida and in California, and maybe some in Denver, maybe some in Las Vegas, maybe some in Phoenix, I don't know, where those banks had too many working capital, I mean the construction loans out. Those banks might be in trouble, but basically 99% of all the banks you're going to be dealing with are fine.
Well, I've found over the years that community banks, many of them began a family or two, got together and decided that they wanted to devote their talents and energies towards banking, so they formed a bank. But it was really the family and the core values of their families that began the bank. A great many independent community banks are owned by private investors. They're not publicly traded, whereas the super regionals and the mega banks are traded on the stock market.
Yeah. Stand by, Michael Chandler. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Michael's new book is called Kincaid's Blood. It's a Western novel. Very good one, too. And we're going to be right back. When we come back, I'm going to get Michael to help you and me and our small businesses learn from what the banks are going through right now. What can we learn from them? How can we use what they've learned for our benefit? 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassie. Little Jimmy bringing you back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. One of my favorites of his. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Michael Chandler. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. We built them for you. No barrier to entry. We made both of them where everything that's there is free to you. All you got to do is show up and come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And you don't have to tell us who you are. We don't mind knowing who you are if you want to tell us who you are, but we don't ask that. That's up to you. And the only thing we ever ask for is an email when you want to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. That's the only time we ever ask you for your information. Or if you ask us a question, we can't get back with you with the answer if you don't tell us that. Michael Chandler is our guest. He's the author of Dream Weaving, and his new book is called Kincaid's Blood. And Michael, tell us where your books are available, please.
I think probably the easiest way, of course, you can go to your corner bookstore, but if you go to the internet, it's available at hundreds of booksellers, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Borders and so forth. Or you can go to your neighborhood bookstore and either have it in stock. It's being released internationally by Pelican Publishing this week. If it's not on the shelf, I'm sure your local bookseller could get it for you within a matter of days. Kincaid's Blood.
So check that out. Michael Chandler. Michael, we were talking about communication. I was on my soapbox about some of the stuff that's been happening with banks lately. And let me say this, folks. get a grip. Don't worry about your money in your bank. You know, if your bank is in trouble, number one, the government's going to insure it your deposits, as I said. But more than likely, if your bank is in trouble, if you read the papers, you're going to know about it, aren't you, Mike?
I think what happens is because large banks, so many of them are traded on the stock market and they are expected to perform each quarter, which regulates the price, either the rise or the drop in the stock value, so many of them succumb to short-term gain at the expense of long-term wisdom.
Right.
Whereas a small bank will look at the long run and decide, all right, if we just look down the road and do these things, good things will happen. And there's a big difference there. So I understand why big banks are pressured to, we've got to increase our net profit margin in the next quarter or our stock will suffer.
Right.
But as far as the rest of you who are not in banking but use banks and you've got your own small business, may I please share with you, as you're trying to distinguish yourself from your fellow competitors, and you all are, the key to this, ladies and gentlemen, is to stop focusing primarily on product and price. You've got to get out of that arena because the Internet will kill you if you continue to focus there. It's like trying to go up against Walmart.
The price war is over. The price war is over, ladies and gentlemen, and we lost.
You've got to switch to emotional bridge building. Focus on the heart. Not what your product does, but what your product will do for me. How am I going to be happier and better off if I get involved with your product or your service? Every communication you put forward has got to be emotionally driven, heart to heart, not price to price, heart to heart.
That's exactly right. And the two things that I say about that, as one of them I just said, the price war is over and we lost. So don't fight that war. The other thing that I say, the way I say what you just said, Mike, is to let Walmart give people, let the big boxes give people what they need. We need to give people what they want.
There's a big difference there.
People will pay more for what they want than for what they need.
Absolutely. If people say, no, it's always product and price. There is no other winner. If you look at the difference, I'm sure many of your listeners have gone to a clothing store called Nordstrom's. Nordstrom's is notoriously twice as much, if not higher, than, say, JCPenney's will be, and yet Nordstrom's continues to have banner years, even though they're more expensive, because Nordstrom focuses on emotional bridge building. You know when you go to Nordstrom's, you're going to be treated like royalty, whereas when you go to Walmart, no offense, Walmart, it's drudgery. It's an uncomfortable shopping experience. That's why Nordstrom's prospers. So
I talked about this in the last hour, Mike, and that about you know being excited about what you do. I was talking about how much fun I have doing what I do, and I hope that it comes across. What if when people come in your business, they could see that you obviously love what you do? You're so glad they're here, so you can talk to them and show them what you have. That's the kind of connection that people want that they can't get from Walmart or any big box.
People like associating with winners and don't like associating with losers. So if you feel good about what you're doing and share that enthusiasm like you do on your show, Jim, it pulls people. That's just the nature of the beast. For many of you who are saying, well, I don't understand how you can talk from your heart because I've been so used to inventory and pricing. Then, and I'm not trying to sell books here, but the whole strategy is described in my book, Dreamweaving. And you can get it on the Internet at your bookstore. If you just read that, and I tried to make it a fun read, that'll be up to the reader to decide whether or not it is. But the strategy is described in there. If you use those tactics and strategies, I can tell you it'll make a world of difference, not only in your own personal life and how you feel about your work, but in your bottom line success.
Well, one of the things we like to do here, my audience knows this, we only bring them the best, Michael. There is no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. And so we're always glad to recommend you and your books, including the new one, Ken Kay's Blood. Tell us how they can get it. Give us your website one more time, please.
Just get on the Internet and type in Ken Kay's Blood, Michael Chandler. Order that book. It is a raw. You'll have a great time reading
thanks.
It.
Thanks, Michael. See you next time.
Right.
Michael Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too on the other side of these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, right back here, Chicago, to take us out.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.